Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on.
Jerry Lee Lewis has earned his rock and roll nickname, The Killer. As a young man in the 1950s, his cinematic good looks and impossibly wavy blonde hair killed the ladies, and his energetic pounding on the piano keys killed his audiences. And because of Lewis and other rock pioneers, there indeed was a whole lot of shaking going on.
I said, shake it, baby, shake it. A little shake, make it shake. Come on over.
His wavy hair now bears streaks of gray, and his face is etched with lines, but Jerry Lee Lewis can still bring the house down. He's been performing in support of his new record called Mean Old Man, and he joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Nan. Happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you, and I should mention that in the studio with you is a legendary drummer and producer whose name may not be as familiar to our listeners as Jerry Lee Lewis, but for decades I know that they've heard his work on countless recordings. Jim Keltner, who is a producer of Jerry Lee's new CD, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and nice to be here.
Great to have you. Mr. Lewis, you have a birthday coming up, September 29th, right?
Yes, I have a birthday coming up. I'll be 35.
You'll be 35. Well, you know, it happens to be my it happens to be my birthday too, on September 29th. And I was going to say, tell you how many candles are on my cake if you'll tell me how many candles are on yours.
Well, it'll be 75 on mine.
Well, it's going to be 59 on mine. So now that we've got all that straightened out, you know something? You don't hear the 75 years on this new recording.
If I look like a mean old man, that's what I am. If I look like a mean old man, that's what I am. If I look like a mean old man,
the opening track itself, which is the title track, Mean Old Man, a song written by Kris Kristofferson. Why do you like this song, Mr. Lewis?
I don't know. I just heard it, and I just figured it would be a hit.
If I look like a good old friend who's good at bending with the wind, to be your friend right to the end, that's what I am. And if I look like a voodoo doll, that's what I am.
What is it about you that makes you so mean?
Oh, I'm not a mean old man.
He's not mean.
That's just a saying.
Yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis, what's it like for you? I mean, working with the young kids. I mean, I'm looking down the 18-track list, and you play with people like Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow and Shelby Lynn and, you know, some of the old folks too, like Solomon Burke and Mick Jagger. Talk about recording with Mick Jagger, his and Keith Richards' tune Dead Flowers, where you duet with Jagger.
It was a lot of fun listening and watching Mick do his bit, sang his song. It was thrilling.
Take me down, little sis, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground.
Jim, was it your
sure
idea?
Did.
Jim Keltner to
No,
bring
that was Steve's idea.
Steve Bing, your co-producer.
Yeah, Steve was great with picking songs, and he picked a whole bunch of songs, and we actually recorded about 50 songs. Dead Flowers is one of my favorites, of course. Dead Flowers is great. And to hear Jerry Lee and Mick together is just a thrill.
Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
How, Jim, did you convince you and your co-producer, Steve Bing, all of these musicians to appear with Jerry Lee Lewis? Did they take a lot of convincing?
Not at all. I mean, that was kind of, it was sort of worked out in the beginning that it wasn't going to be a duets record, this record, not like The Last Man Standing. It was really going to just be maybe a few people who would ask, could they participate? Before we knew it, other people were asking, and it became more like, as Steve put it at one point, it's just really a group of outstanding side musicians backing Jerry Lee.
I love that the 16th cut, the track. It's another Christofferson song. He wrote Mean Old Man. But Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Right.
It seems so appropriate for this program, you know, that goes out on a Sunday morning. And I imagine some Sunday mornings have come down pretty hard on you over the years. What do you like about this song?
Well, I take it that it's like a man with a hangover.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's really not two ways to look at what this song is about, right?
No. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
I've got to say that when Steve brought the idea for that song up, I said, I just could not hear Jerry Lee singing that song for some reason. And when we got to the point where we were actually recording, I could feel it all throughout my bones. And then when we heard the track back, the basic track, it just floors you how much he got into it and owned the song. Every one of those lines that he sang, he just takes you right there. He just tells you a story and tells you exactly what this guy is thinking, where he is. And it's just amazing, I think, how he made that song his own.
Well, on a Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's nothing like a Sunday that makes the body feel alone.
I'm speaking with Jerry Lee Lewis and Jim Keltner, who produced Lewis's new CD called Mean Old Man. Well, Jerry Lee Lewis, would you describe yourself as a storyteller?
Yeah, I think so. I tell a story to the song that I'm singing. You got to do it different. You got to do it your own way. And that's the way I did it.
Could you have imagined, after all the hard living that you have done, that not only would you be a survivor in the music business, but actually make it to 75?
Yeah, I kind of felt like I'd still be around. I got a ways to go yet.
But there was some hard living there, and not everybody made it.
No, that's true. I've been up and down the road, and it's been some hard living and some hard rocking and some hard rolling, but I'm still rocking on.
He ain't rocked his life all the way.
You made an appearance on September 10th in the hit Broadway musical Million Dollar Quartet, which is about a 1956 jam session with you, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley. First of all, does any picture stay in your mind about the actual night you all played together?
Yes, the flashbacks of me and Elvis, Johnny, and Carl. A long time ago.
Oh, sure, yeah, 44 years ago.
I'll just say something real quick. Sitting there watching this thing, I mean, it just hit me how amazing it must be for Jerry Lee to be the actual last one of those guys. They showed this beautiful picture of them during the show, of all those guys together. What an amazing thing that Jerry Lee actually got to be around to see something like this, like an actual hit Broadway show of his life, basically, a part of his life. And out of that whole thing, that whole magical thing, Jerry Lee's still here to see it. I just asked him a minute ago, you know, what that felt like, you know, and he was...
I took a hard look at it, too.
What did it feel like?
Well, it brought back a lot of memories. It was touching.
Jerry Lee Lewis, his new CD, Mean Old Man, is just out on Verve Records. Jim Keltner, along with Steve Bing, produced the record. Jerry Lee Lewis and Jim Keltner joined us from the studios in our New York bureau. Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
And happy birthday, Killer.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you.
You can hear songs from Jerry Lee Lewis's new album at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Rocking my life away. Rock, y'all. I'm just moving and grooving and looking both night and day. I'm just rocking my life away.
first name.
The Real Deal, right here.